Let us resume our Bible study today in the book of Numbers. Let me give you first a one little tiny sheet of background. Numbers begins and ends with Israel on the verge of entering the promised land. Meaning the events in Numbers kept Israel in the wilderness for an additional 38 years. Something happened that caused God to say, you can't go into the land now. So I think that's important to know. What kept the children of Israel from entering the promised land at the time that God would have wanted them to?
Spies.
Yep. So,
they didn't believe the spies.
Yep. So 38 years elapsed because of the spies' bad report. In here, we're going to read about the rebellion of Korah. And we're going to read about the errors of Moses and Aaron that kept them from being able to enter the promised land. And I want to read one comment from the Jewish sages about the book of Numbers. And they kind of summarize the book of Numbers this way, quote, "More than the Jews have preserved the Sabbath has preserved the Jews," end quote. So now, what I want us to do, and maybe for the rest of the time today we'll see, is I want us to think and to contemplate and to discuss. You've got your notes. You know who Jacob is, otherwise named
Israel.
Jacob was a very prolific father, right? He has 12 sons and one daughter through four different women. And when his descendants go down into Egypt, you've got Jacob. You've got his 12 sons and his daughters. You've got his grandchildren and his great-grandchildren. So four generations. Four generations go down into Egypt. Those four generations make up how many people?
70.
And the Lord said, turn to Genesis chapter 15. Yeah, kind of interjected in the middle of a sentence. Genesis chapter 15, verse 16. "But in the fourth generation, they shall return here." In the fourth generation, they shall return here. And you know, I usually give the generations as Levi, Kohath, Amram, and Moses. It truly is the fourth generation. But the first of those four generations are the 12 patriarchs. So at the time that the children of Israel go into Egypt, four generations have expanded from one man to 70 people. In four generations, from one man to 70 people. And they're going to come out of Egypt 210 years later. Make a note of that. 210 years later. It's been 190 years since the birth of Isaac till the children of Israel go into Egypt. And they come out 210 years later. Jacob, remember, had four women who gave birth to 12 sons and a daughter, competing with one another to see how many children they could have, right? They each wanted to have more children than the other. So one man became 70 in four generations. The children of Israel are going to come out of captivity after four generations. If each of the 70 people were as prolific as Jacob, and in four generations expands each person into 70, what's 70 times 7?
4,900.
There'll be 4,900 people, 4,900 that come out of Egypt. If they were as prolific as Jacob, having four wives. How many people came out of Egypt?
110,000.
How many? 603,550. So if each of those people produced 70 offspring, you'd have 4,900. If each one produced 100 offspring, you'd have, let's say, 700 offspring, just to make it easy. Then 49,000. If each one produced 7,000 offspring, we'd have 490,000, and we're still not anywhere close to the number that came out. So did each person have 70,000 offspring in four generations? No. Is the Bible wrong?
No.
So what must this 603,550 include? The mixed multitude being grafted in. As we go through chapter 1, I want to break down each patriarch, how many children and sometimes grandchildren they have, and their total that come out of Egypt 210 years later. There are a lot of messianic rabbis out there who think I'm going to hell for even thinking about this, but their explanation is God gave the people extreme reproductive powers, and each woman had 10,000 children at a time. Yeah, I don't think so. But what the reason I want to study this in Numbers is it helps us understand what the Apostle Paul means by the wild olive tree being grafted into the cultivated olive tree. Chapter 1 of Numbers. Verse 1. Now the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the tabernacle of meeting on the first day of the second month in the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying. The reason that verse is important is this lets us know it's 1 month after the end of the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 40, verse 17 tells us what that day was. So it means the book of Leviticus took place over 1 month. All that was revealed over the course of 1 month. So it's 1 month after the close of the book of Exodus. And the Lord says in verse 2, take a census of all the congregation of the children of Israel. Doesn't say take a census of the Jews or of Israel. It's got that broad term, the children of Israel. By their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, every male individually. So this 603,550 is only males. In the original 70, it included the females too, like Dinah and Jochebed, etc. And it's not just males. Verse 3, it's from 20 years old and above all who were able to go to war. So this 603,550 are adult men, 20 years old and above, that are able to carry a sword and go to war. So this is army fighting in Israel. So the commentators say, if this is 603,550 males, 20 years old and above, the total number of people must be around 2 million. So 70 became 2 million in 210 years. All who are able to go to war in Israel, you and Aaron shall number them by their armies. And with you there shall be a man from every tribe, each one of the head of his father's house. So the tribal leaders must be there to help identify, yes, this is one of mine, this is one of mine, this is one of mine. So verse 5 says, these are the names of the men who shall stand with you. From Reuben, that's the eldest son of Jacob, Elizur, the son of Shedur. So who chooses the person to represent the tribe? The Lord chooses. From Simeon, Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. From Judah, Nachshon, the son of Amminadab. From Issachar, Nathanael, the son of Zuar. From Zebulun, Eliab, the son of Helon. From the sons of Joseph. Now, right here in the commentaries, in my Tanakh, it says, Jewishness is measured by the mother. So a child of a Jewish mother and a Gentile father is considered a Jew. The child of a Jewish father and a Gentile mother is considered a Gentile. Joseph was a Jewish person. His wife was an Egyptian. Therefore, his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, are not Jewish. So why are they being included? Because they're grafted in. They were adopted by Jacob. And from the time of the adoption, are they ever again thought of as, hey, you're not part of us? The answer is no. From the sons of Joseph, from Ephraim, Elisham, the son of Ammihud, from Manasseh, Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur. From Benjamin, Abidan, the son of Gideoni. From Dan, Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai. From Asher, Pagiel, the son of Okron. From Gad, Eliasaph, the son of Deuel. He's also called Reuel later. From Naphtali, Ahira, the son of Enan. These were chosen from the congregation leaders of their father's tribes, heads of the divisions in Israel, but they were chosen by the Lord, not Moses, not Aaron. The Lord chose. Then Moses and Aaron took these men who had been mentioned by name, and they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month, and they recited their ancestry by families, by their father's houses. Tribal lineage is based upon the father. Jewishness on the mother, which tribe on the father. According to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, each one individually. As the Lord commanded Moses, so he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai. Verse 20, here's the first tribe. Now the children of Reuben, Israel's oldest son, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names, every male individually from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Reuben were 46,500. So Reuben, when they went down into Israel, his whole family and all his descendants, total five, Reuben and four children. And Reuben and four children, 210 years later, have men 20 years old and above that are able of body and ready to go to war, of 46,500 in 210 years. Now turn to Ezekiel chapter 47. I may get to heaven and the Lord may say, nah, that was wrong. They just each had 10,000 children. In which case, I go, oh, well. But in Ezekiel 47, remember, there's nothing new under the sun. What's happened before will happen again. Ezekiel 47, verse 21. This is in the kingdom, Messiah on the throne, Israel's regathered. Thus you shall divide this land among yourselves according to the tribes of Israel. Shall be that you will divide it by lot as an inheritance for yourselves and for the strangers who dwell among you and who bear children among you. They shall be to you as native born among the children of Israel. They shall have an inheritance with you among the tribes. It shall be that in whatever tribe the stranger dwells, there you shall give him his inheritance, says the Lord God. So if the stranger chooses to dwell in Issachar, he's included in the count of the tribe of Issachar. So again, going back to Numbers chapter 1, Reuben, there's himself and four children. In 210 years, there are 46,500 men 20 years old and above, not counting the women, children, the young people, the old people that can't go to war. These are just the ones that are strong enough and able to bear a sword and go into combat. Well, if they're 20 years old and above, then you can't say 210 years, because they had to have been born at least 20 years before this. So that's in 190 years that one man and four children became 46,500 men plus women and children. I don't see how it's possible except that, like in Ezekiel chapter 47, the mixed multitude have decided which tribes in which they're going to dwell. And after we get done numbering them, God's going to order the tribes in three to the north, three to the south, three to the east, three to the west with the tabernacle in the middle. And oddly enough, when you look for the camp of the mixed multitude, there isn't one. Which means they're what? They're grafted into the tribes. Let's go back. Oops, I'm out of time. Oh, well. We'll pick up next week, Lord willing, with the children of Shimon or Simeon in verse 22.